Vamo Paskins, that a baby that was Nimol before the eighth day does not require Hatofis Tabris. But if it was Nimol at night, it does. So Lechoyer, Reb Chaim says, to explain this, this is because it's based on the Gemara on Shabbos, on Daf Kuf Lamed Hei, that any child that's not Nimol Leches is not Doicha Shabbos. And since Hatofis Tabris is not Doicha Shabbos, it doesn't require Shmini. And the din that, and in this case, since it was Nimol before Ches, there was Hatofis Tabris by Yom, and therefore, and Hatofis Tabris, the Gemara says, Yivavis requires Yom, so therefore, he was. The Mila was kosher and it was a Tafis and Bris, and therefore did not require a Tafis and Bris again. However, if it was done by Lila, that the Mila was possible, and you want the kind of mitzvah of a Tafis and Bris, because a Tafis and Bris requires Yom, so therefore you have to once again be Maitif and Bris. However, the Rambam and the Rosh hold that a Tafis and Bris also requires Shmini. But that may be, according to the Rosh, because of Suffolk Orla Kvusa, the suppressed Orla. And therefore, you need, and for that, since it's a Loch of Orla, not just a Tafis Dan Bris, so therefore that certainly requires Shmini. But in this case, that the child was Nimol, there was a circumcision, so therefore there's no Orla Kvusa, suppressed Orla, so to speak. And all that's required therefore is Hatafis Dan Bris, which is an independent mitzvah, and that doesn't require Shmini. So Hatafis Dan Bris, if it's a Suffolk Orla Kvusha, should require Shmini, but if it's just for the mitzvah Bifnei Atzma, because in this case where there's no Orla Kvusha because there was a Mila, it doesn't require Shmini. But this cheshbon works only according to the Rosh. However, the Rambam holds that Nolad Mohul is permitted to eat Truma, even though he requires Tafis Dan Bris. So you see that Tafis Dan Bris in that circumstance is not to eliminate Orla Kvusha, because if the Ram was choishes for Orla Kvusha, then it would be also to he would be also to eat Truma because of Suffolk Orla. So you see, it's only because of an independent mitzvah of Hatofis Dan Bris, and nonetheless, the Ram requires Shmini. So the Rif Paskins that Suffolk Ben Ches is not Doicha Shabbos. In other words, if we're not sure if the baby was born was it an eighth month gestation, so it's a Nafil, or was, let's say, Tess, so it's not Doicha, the Bris is not Doicha Shabbos. And they ask, the Mamon of Shochet should be Doicha Shabbos, because if it's a Ben Tess, so therefore it's Chayiv and Mila, and if it's a Ben Ches, so it's not, that's not considered Chavol, it's just Bas B'Yalma. So Reb Chaim answered on this, that we hold, the Gzeis HaKosev is, Olosol Vadai, Doicha Shesh Shabbos. And Suffolk is not Doicha Shabbos. So Reb Chaim said, in this circumstance, even though there's no, whether it's a Suffolk Ben Ches, whether it's a Suffolk, whether it's an eighth month baby in terms of the gestation, so there's Vada no Chilul Shabbos, because Maman Shach there's no Chilul Shabbos. However, as relates to the Din Shmini, it still remains a Suffolk. Because if it's a Ben Ches, there's no Mitzvah Mila. And therefore, since it's a suffix, whether it's chayv and mila or not, so therefore, b'tovas vadai, there's no mitzvah of shmini. And since there's no mitzvah shmini, it's not doicha Shabbos, because only the mitzvah shmini is doicha Shabbos. And therefore, the gzeiros hakrosuv of avalosu vadaiv velo sofik is not just speaking about the tchiyah Shabbos, but on the mitzvah shmini itself.